there are cliches that dominate the parenting landscape. And those of you trying to raise great kids get hammered with these cliches. My brother and I, the other night, were lifting weights. I was on the incline press thinking about you people. That's right, I can't even get away with you when I go lift weights. Because he said something. He has two little sons, adopted sons. His one son's almost five. My brother's much younger than I am. And he said, people are telling him that he's too strict, that he disciplines for things that they would let go. But then, the same folks tell him his kids are so nice to be around. They're so pleasant. They're so well behaved. Now, which is it? Is he too strict? Is he too controlling? Are his standards too high? Or does he have great kids? It can't be both here. And one of the lines that he gets, and I know some of you people get this, well, you don't need to discipline them for that. You got good kids. You can overlook some of this stuff. You've got good kids. You don't need to put your standards there. You've got good kids. Wait a minute. Which came first? Did you just luck out and get good kids, Angela and Chastity, Charity and Faith and Hope? Is that your kids? God just gave you these freebies so you could look wonderful in the eyes of all the parents around? Or is it the effort you're putting into this? Good kids don't generally just happen. They come from a lot of parental strength and effort. So when someone says, well, you don't need to discipline him for that. You got good kids. Let it go. He's a good kid. What they're really saying is, although they don't recognize it, it's all the effort you've put in to this child to make him a good child, and then they're telling you to not put that effort in. Do you see the catch-22 here? The reason you have good kids is because you do the very things they tell you not to do. You don't need to do that. You got good kids. Well, it's because I do that I've got good kids. But I don't know. I've been noticing a lot of people on the parenting scene have not been able to go 2 + 2 = 4. I know that many of you have gone against the opinions and the critiques and the second-guessing and the analyzing of your friends and your relatives as you attempt to hold a high standards, high supervision, high vigilance with your children. They don't like that. They think you're too controlling. Not the kids, the relatives and the friends. They're too controlling. You're expecting too much. Standards too high. Lighten up. Back off. What are you, quasi-Amish? Loosen it up. But if you stand your ground over 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 years, I can almost guarantee what you're going to hear. Many of you probably heard it. You got great kids. Of course, then you have to fight the temptation to say, which is it? Do I have great kids? Or was I a Mongol she-witch the past 15 years? It can't be both. I am perplexed at how many folks look at good, strong parents, admire their children, but critique the parents. Have you noticed that? I've been noticing that. I hear it from a lot of you folks. Your mother, your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, your brothers, your cousins, people in your own church, they're uncomfortable with your standards, with your expectations, with your level of consistency and your discipline. They just think you're all, you don't know, you're over the top, you're extreme. But you see, you're not. you're extreme only when compared to them. They may be way, way, way too low. So, if you have those standards, and you are critiqued for those standards, and the implication is because of your standards, your kids are going to rebel. They're just going to be difficult children, and they can't wait until they're 19 so they can split to the other side of the country and get as far away from you as possible. Is it possible that some of this critique is coming from a sense of being threatened? Maybe down deep, a lot of folks know that they should be putting a little more effort into this, should be a little more vigilant, should supervise a little better, should have higher standards. But they, for whatever the reason, are not doing this. They're either lazy, or they're afraid of the battle with the kids, or they're afraid of looking like you, for heaven's sake. They don't want to look like you. You're the extremist in the family. You're the weirdo. But the problem is, they can't deny what your children are turning out like. Now, you either, in their eyes, lucked out. Your kids turned out okay, despite you, and despite your controlling ways, and despite your heavy supervision, and despite the fact that they don't have cell phones, and despite the fact that they're not dating at age 14, and despite the fact they don't have iPods, and despite the fact they can't just jump all over the computer anytime they want, somehow you just must have got a good kid. And your kid's going to turn out okay, even though you were who you were. But here's another problem. What if you got 3, 4, 5, 6 kids? And all of them turning out okay. Ooh, now it's not so easy to say you just lucked out. Maybe you lucked out with one. In the extreme, you could have lucked out with two. You start consistently having neat kids. Even the most critiquing of folks are going to have to look and conclude that you are the common denominator here. You and God. Well, God and you, let's put God first. Don't be afraid to follow your instincts in setting the bar where you want it. Many, many will look at you and say, we don't understand you. You're too far off of the norm. But you see, the norm isn't always good. If the norm is declining, when you're too far off of the norm, you're healthy. So therefore, have hope that time, will prove you right. Now, time's going to prove me right here because I got to take a break. 877-766-3777. Questions about the stuff of life from conception all the way out to eternity, or comments upon this incisive, hard-hitting, critiquing commentary. I'm Dr. Ray. I'll be right back.